This is a download from Unofficial Mills.
Still there, Elise Chopper?
Still here.
Marvellous. Now, yesterday we spoke to Will. Remember Will?
Mm-hmm.
Bless him. He told us how his ex-girlfriend was kind of back on the scene and wanting to go out with him again. And he thinks he knows why.
Well, the only thing I can think of, that a couple of weeks ago, my aunt left me some money in her will when she passed on. She's been kind of like trying to get hold of me ever since.
So basically, he's inherited a lot of money from his aunt, who sadly passed away, and now his ex wants him back. Surprise, surprise.
What a surprise.
Wonder why that might be. But then he also mentioned to us that he's kind of unlucky in love all round, particularly last weekend.
I was a little bit drunk, admittedly. Random snog. Lost a number.
Oh, well done. Of course, I would never do anything like that.
No, you don't lose anything.
No. Right, so what was she like then?
All I can remember is that she had dark hair.
Well done.
And I've got...
And where were you when this drunken incident occurred?
It was in a club called New York's in Bedford.
And that's all you can remember from the evening?
I can remember...
I would never do that, would I?
No, something never, like that. Never, no. Never.
I don't lose anything or...
No.
Or ever not remember anything.
No. Or drink.
That's right. So you would have quite liked to have seen her again. You would have called her, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
So, rich bloke meets girl, can't really remember much about her at all, but knows that he really wants to meet her again. I think some of you might realise and have cottoned on to what we're doing here. That's right, we're exposing the gold diggers again. We did this about a year ago, and a few people spotted this yesterday when we spoke to Will. Basically, Will doesn't actually exist at all. He's not called Will. He's a friend of Laura, who works on the show, and his name is actually Lawrence. Now, he wasn't in Bedford. He met no girl. He doesn't have any money. He doesn't actually exist. We made it all up. Basically trying to tempt some gold diggers. And...
Did it work?
Right, let me tell you. See, like, we've done this before, and once again, they fall for it. Unbelievable. 37 people claimed they were the girl in the bar in Bedford. Most of them...
No.
Most of them admitted, when we called them up, that they were lying. But Kelly, this girl that you're going to hear now, didn't.
Oh.
Kelly was absolutely adamant that she did meet Will and that she's the girl that he's looking for. But we made him up. He doesn't exist. But just to make sure this wasn't a big coincidence, we called Kelly to see if she was making it up and wanted to meet Will because he's rich. So we made up a completely random list of stories. Have a listen to me talking to Kelly and keep in mind that she is talking about a bloke all the time that doesn't exist at all.
Hello.
Hello, is that Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kelly. It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Oh, hi.
You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Listen, I've talked to Will.
Oh, right, okay.
And it does look like you're the girl.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Cool, okay. Now, listen, what I need to do, just in case, is to check a couple of things that he didn't mention on the radio, just to make sure it's you. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right, because if this stuff matches up, then obviously you're definitely the girl that he met.
Right, okay.
Now, he remembered the girl said she was a dancer, is that right?
Yeah.
You're a dancer, are you?
Yeah, I'm a dancer.
Okay. And he said that she had danced on Top of the Pops at one point.
Yeah,
is that
true? I did.
You did?
A little while ago, yeah.
All right. Who was that for?
It was for Will Young.
All right, okay. How long ago was that, would you say?
A couple of months ago, really.
Couple of months ago?
Yeah, well, before Christmas.
Right, okay, before Christmas. Okay. And is it true your dad is from Russia?
Yes, it is.
Does he live there now, or...?
No, he lives here now.
Right. Do you speak originally. Any Russian, or...?
Bits.
Little bits?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, the last thing you can remember, he said that, is it right that you played the tuba?
yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How long have you been doing that?
Since I was a child.
Right. Are you any good?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah.
So that's what Kelly told me earlier. Now...
She's a Russian-speaking tuba-playing dancer, isn't she?
Yeah, for Will Young. Right, now at the moment, Kelly is hanging on the phone, and at the moment she's just hearing some music from the studio next door, and she's been told to turn her radio off so she can't hear us, and she now thinks that she is coming on to talk to Will on Radio 1. Don't you love this? Okay, so should we let her down gently, shall we?
No.
Okay. Give me a second. Wait there.
All right.
Hi, Kelly.
Hiya.
Now, I'm here to break the news to you of the fact that Will isn't here at the moment.
Right.
And I'm afraid he's not going to meet up with you.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to know why?
Why? Why's that?
Because he doesn't exist.
Okay.
Thing is, Will is actually somebody that we made up. And the bloke that we talked to is actually a friend of ours. So, Will isn't a real person.
But...
Listen, Kelly.
Yeah?
He's not rich. He doesn't exist. The stuff about being a dancer, the Russian dad, playing the tuba, we made it all up. All of that.
I am a dancer.
No, we made it all up. He doesn't exist. Will doesn't exist.
But there must be a mistake, that I, you know...
How is there a mistake?
And I am a dancer.
Right, but how is there a mistake?
I don't know.
Kelly.
Because, you know, my dad is Russian.
Listen, I'm sorry, Kelly. None of what we said was real at all. We made it all up.
Right.
And so did you.
Right.